This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and it is super wild card weekend. And Andrew Erickson and I are going to talk about our predictions for the weekend in fantasy, because I know a lot of you crazy people out there are playing these playoff leagues, but we're also making some money in the wagering department. So if you haven't already, download the Betting Pros app. Make sure you use it to start betting smarter, not harder. And if you have iOS, you get 3 free days of our premium product. We're also going to be breaking down all the games on our Betting Pros channel. So if you haven't already, subscribe over there to catch me, Erickson, Pat, and of course, Bogman and Welsh all talking a little bit of wild card weekend here. And Andrew Erickson, last week on the prediction show, I nearly pulled off the perfect week. 4 out of 5, I bucked the trend. I gave you JT, Jonathan Taylor, over 100 yards. He had 188 against the stingy Texans. Zamir White went over 100 yards. Tyrod Taylor went over his passing props. And Josh Allen had a 300-yard game. 4 of 5. Darn it, Jaden Reed was so close, could not get a touchdown. That's all I needed. But Erickson, you did predict the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would win the South, and that did happen. So how do you feel about that?
Well, it was probably closer than we all thought it was going to be. I mean, the Panthers could not score on offense. Like, every time they scored, it would be something bad would happen. There was a holding penalty on a touchdown that they had. DJ Chark scored a touchdown, but then it was overruled to be a fumble into the end zone. So the Buccaneers basically had the perfect run out for a Panthers offense that basically it was an accumulation of their entire season where they just can't score on offense. Like, their defense had been underrated all year long, but their offense with Bryce Young, just that current version of it, just couldn't do anything. So Bryce Young's rookie year looks a lot like Trevor Lawrence's rookie year, where you're like, okay, is it all the coaching? Like, what's the deal? Like, what are we going to do in year two? And to make matters worse, they also don't have the number one overall pick that they traded to get Bryce Young in the first place. So
yeah, not good times over there in Carolina. Things are kind of a mess. And you could say that maybe they whiffed 2 years in a row with big time picks. I think I want to say it because I think Hutchinson's a hell of a player, but I thought he was the number one guy that year anyway. What do I know? But we'll see what I know. When we come to the predictions here, Andrew Erickson, you're going to kick us off here. Let's start with your number 5 prediction for Super Wild Card Weekend. What do you have for the people?
I think that the Houston Texans are going to win in CJ Stroud's first playoff game at home. The Joe Flacco train, again, tried to call the end of it a couple weeks ago, and that was horrible. I think it ends here. You know, it's the second time that Joe Flacco is going to be facing the Texans. So DeMeco Ryans, I think, is going to have a better understanding of how to try to stop this offensive onslaught with Flacco at quarterback. Again, they have a lot of weapons in Cleveland. We obviously saw Amari Cooper obviously have a massive game against the Texans a couple weeks ago in week 16. But I think the Texans are going to be ready defensively, and CJ Stroud didn't play in that game. So I think it's a big advantage for the Texans that the Browns have to prepare for CJ Stroud for the first time, whereas the Texans have already seen Joe Flacco in action at home. So I like the Texans' odds here as the underdog at home. I like the Texans, and I think it's going to be a big game for Nico Collins, who has just been on an absolute tear. Since week 9, Joe, you know how many guys have more fantasy points per game than Nico Collins? Yep, that's it.
That's it. Yes, that's it. I got it
just,
right.
Just CD Lamb. So Nico Collins is going to be a very interesting guy to see where he ends up in the rankings next year and where his ADP is, because you have Tank Dell coming back. How is that going to play in? But Nico Collins with CJ Stroud, they're just like firing on all cylinders. When you look at what he's done at home, he's averaging 111 receiving yards per game at home this season. So Nico Collins, to me, I'm taking the over 74.5 receiving yards, going over that. And honestly, if you want a bigger payout, I would just ride that 100-yard streak where every time at home, like, it seems like he's going over 100 yards. He got over 75 yards on the first play of the game last week. So they're dialing up things to get him into space, and he's just been an absolute yards-after-the-catch monster. And it really doesn't come as a surprise when you look at Bobby Slowick, where he comes from, the 49ers, who all they do is put their guys, their playmakers, in space to create yards after the catch. So I think it's going to be another really big game for Nico Collins as the feature piece in this passing game if the Texans are going to pull off this upset.
Yeah. And what's so great about the Betting Pros app, too, is you just have the app open. You click on the game. You can click right on the props. You can see them all. You sync your sports books and you make your wager. I mean, it is as easy as that. It's terrific. So I know a lot of the FP people still are trying to figure out the wagering space. But what we're talking about here is a great way to, whether you won your fantasy league or not, is maybe recoup some investments or even make some more good choices and some more investments here, because it's fun to have some action on the games at the end of the day. And whatever you feel comfortable with, it's, you know, you don't have to have hundreds and thousands of dollars on these games. You can go bet $10 if that makes you happy and watch the game with a little bit of action. And it's a good time. Also a good time is we are kicking off this show the same way we did last week, which is on polar opposites. I was in on Jonathan Taylor. You were not. You thought that that Texans run defense was going to stop him, and they did not. So, of course, the elite collection of Joes disagrees with your assessment of Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns. Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns, the defense travels. Youth and skill is no match for old age and treachery, and that's what the Browns have. They got Amari Cooper. They got Joe Flacco. And you know what else they got? They got Kareem Hunt. They got a lot of old guys and veterans who are not taking this for granted. They know what's going on here, and this is a big opportunity for, and I know the Texans have been great. I love CJ Stroud. I've been his biggest supporter since he was in college, all the way through the NFL draft. Everybody knows this, but I do think this is a pretty big stage, and I think it's a little bit of pressure, and I think it's going to be tough for them. So give me the Browns. Give me Joe Flacco dropping another 300-yard day. So how do we make money on that? I'll tell you. The prop right now on Betting Pros for him over 258 and a half passing yards. You can also pair this with Amari Cooper anytime touchdown. Because last time I checked, Erickson, I think Amari Cooper had a pretty good day against the Texans, but I can't remember exactly how that went, but I think it was good. Am I remembering it correctly? Because I'm getting old, but I feel like it was good.
It was like 238 yards.
Right. 238 yards good, which was pretty good last time I checked. So now I'm not saying he's going to do that again, because that's absurd. We're not copying and pasting, but can he get a touchdown? Yeah. Can he help Joe Flacco get yet another 300 yard game? Yeah. The only person that can stop Joe Flacco right now is Joe Flacco and the interceptions that might be there. And that is a fair case, but I think that Stefanski has this team ready to go. And I think it's going to be a fun game. This is a great way to start things off. And another great way too, to start things off for wildcard weekend, is to download DraftKings Sportsbook, download the app, the official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, because they're bringing you an offer that's going to help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet just $5 on any game and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. So as I said, we just did our look ahead. We've got our prop show coming out later this afternoon. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use all that information and use the promo code FANTASYPROS when you sign up, because new customers can bet just $5 and get 200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code FANTASYPROS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources.
Andrew Erickson, what's next in terms of your number four prediction for Super Wild Card Weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to the Dolphins-Chiefs game, which, you know, it's crazy to think that. I'm actually way more excited to watch Browns-Texans than to watch Dolphins and Chiefs. Like, where was that on which bingo card where we were like, yeah, we're going to be really hyped about Browns and Texans with Joe Flacco and not be as hyped up about Tua against Patrick Mahomes, because...
And it's on Peacock, no less. Like, a lot of people are like,
it's just
what?
A reason to be like, well, I guess I can't watch this game. I don't have a Peacock subscription. So, oh, well, I'm happy about them. We get to watch the Browns and the Texans. So, yeah, I think that this game is going to underwhelm. I really like the under overall in this game. And I think that the Dolphins are going to lose. Look, all year long, it's been Miami can't beat good teams. And again, I mean, the Chiefs have not been the same juggernaut, but they're still a good team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And that's where you look at the Dolphins. That's where they've tried to. That's where they've got most of their wins, is because of their offense. Their defense has been playing better, but they're also hurt everywhere. So I just find it really tough to back Miami, get another 4-point dogs on the road playing in freezing cold temperatures. Like, are they really going to go and get the upset? I know the Tyreek Hill factor is, oh, he's going back to Kansas City, but Tyreek Hill can only do so much. He's only one guy. And And there's any defense that may know how to stop him in any way, shape, or form, it's probably the team that had him there for many, many years. So we saw this game underwhelm when it was overseas. Not a lot of points scored in that game. The Chiefs got shut out in the second half. So I just think it's going to be a closer game, not high scoring. So I'm going to take the under on Tua Tagovailoa and his passing yards under 265 and a half. Look, he's under this in four of his last five games. He's also gone under it in four of his last five road games. So again, Tyreek Hill, is he 100% with the ankle injury? Where's Jalen Waddle? Where's Raheem Mostert? Where are these explosive playmakers? I don't know. Like, I just think that there's not enough. I think Miami has kind of run the course here with its offense being super explosive in the first half of the year, where it's fallen off pretty substantially. If you look at Tua just from his quarterback numbers as fantasy, like he didn't finish very strong. Like he was a quarterback you did not want parts of. And we talked about how tough his schedule was. And that's kind of been the Dolphins' MO, is like when they get tough opponents, they have not delivered.
And he was towards the top of the board at one point for MVP. And I kept telling everybody, do not bet this. Like it is not a good scenario. Do not bet Tua for MVP. There's a lot of holes in this cheese, so to speak. And I think we're looking at the same thing. You and I are on the same page here on this one. So we disagreed on that first game, but on this one, we've got the same feeling. I also am concerned with that loss they just took at home to Buffalo. I think that's a really big loss. And it feels like they lost and the locker room was silent. And I know Mike McDaniel was quoted as saying, you know, we've got to look at ourselves and, you know, figure out, you know, who we are. And I think there's only so many times you can lose these big games against big teams and pump that air back into the balloon. I think that's a tough thing to do. Now, maybe if anybody could do it, Mike McDaniel can. He's a fun guy. I think he's very well liked and well respected. But maybe there's a little bit more to it. Maybe there's a discipline that's lacking in some of these games, too, against these better opponents. That's why my number four prediction has to do with the Chiefs. Rashee Rice, 100 yards receiving, 9 receptions and a touchdown. That's right. All the Rice, all the time. Everybody had a little breath. If you're the Kansas City Chiefs, only one thing matters. What Super Bowls matter. You're like the Yankees. That's all that matters at this point. You either are winning Super Bowls or you're not. Regular season, schmegular season. Nobody gives a crap about it. All they care about is what you do in the playoffs. And guess what? The Chiefs are in the playoffs, so they should feel pretty good about this. So how do we make money on this prediction? Over 5.5 receptions. And right now you can get this number at plus money over on Betting Pros on the consensus line at plus 118. Take this to the bank. Take the anytime touchdown for Rashee Rice along with it at plus 125. We know who it is right now. No more screwing around for Kadarius Toney. No more searching for Sky Moore. No, it's Rashee Rice. That's it. And a little Travis Kelce here on the side. That's what the Chiefs offense is. Erickson, I think you agree with me. And that's going to take us to our third game here and our third pick, because you've got a big bounce back for Mr. Pickens. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think that George Pickens could have a monster game here. Dare I say, go over 100 receiving yards, because that's basically what he does. Like, it's either over 100 yards or he doesn't do anything. Like, he's, again, one of these boom or bust wide receivers. So you're looking at the Bills secondary. They could be undermanned. They may not be without Rasul Douglas, who got hurt last week's game against the Miami Dolphins. So they may be hurting a little bit in their secondary. And we know the Bills can be picked on a little bit in their secondary, despite their strong scheme. From a personnel standpoint, I think they can be beat. And look, George Pickens is going to get the ball this week. Like, he got zero targets last week. And again, if you watch that game on the broadcast, they just talked about, oh, like Pickens, he's changed. Like, you know, he's such a gamer now because his team is winning. He's not complaining. It's like, guys, like, he's going to be complaining all week to get the ball because they're going to have to score points to beat the Bills. Like, entering that game against the Ravens, who are starting their backups, the Steelers were like, all right, we just got to grind out this win. It was horrible, wet conditions. They didn't need to force the ball to George Pickens. In a game against Josh Allen, where they're 10-point dogs on the road, they need to have their best explosive playmaker get the ball. So George Pickens is going to get the ball. So I think that you can get in this easy. George Pickens, more than 15.5 receiving yards. Again, he's gone over this in all the games with Mason Rudolph except for last week. Last week was an outlier. It's probably, they actually said in this other broadcast, it's probably the first time in his football career, like going back to high school, that he never saw a target in a game. So it's going to regress. It's going to regress to the mean. He's going to see more targets as the number one receiver for Mason Rudolph through every single week except for last week. I mean, Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren both caught 5 balls last week. That's not going to happen again. So I like the George Pickens over on his receptions, over in the receiving yards. I think he's going to have a productive game in what will be a losing effort, unfortunately, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who will also be without TJ Watt. Will they cover the 10-point spread? I'm not going to bet on it because Mike Tomlin signed a deal with the devil, and the Bills cannot cover these massive spreads Chargers, they blew it. They blew it against the Patriots, so I can't touch this game.
I'm losing faith in Tomlin. I've been a Tomlin supporter, but you know what? At this point, my patience has run thin. From week one on, it's done nothing but disappoint me, and I keep saying, that's Tomlin, it's Tomlin. You know what? Maybe the 10 isn't wrong. But speaking of that bad weather you mentioned that came into play last week, this is that time of year, and you should be checking on your tires. And if you need new tires for your car, Discount Tire is your go-to. They have exceptional service, and you can get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. They have this really cool feature, too, called Treadwell, which is an online tire buying guide that gives you transparency on the tire performance, as well as personalized recommendations based on your location and driving habits. Discount Tire is also the largest independent tire retailer in the country, so it has the biggest selection of tires and wheels. And here's a pro tip. From the experts at Discount Tire, you can prevent wear and boost gas mileage by keeping your tires properly inflated. Tire pressure supports the weight of your vehicle and is important to check for safety. So if it's been over a month since you last checked your tire pressure, stop by one of our local stores over at Discount Tire for a free tire safety air pressure check. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of. Let's get my next prediction taken care of. I'm going back to the well. I liked it so much in week 18. You know what, Erickson? I'm going to do it again. Josh Allen drops another 300-yard passing game, this time on the Pittsburgh Steelers that you talked about. No TJ Watt means you don't have that pass rush. You don't have that pass rush. You're not forcing Josh Allen to make as many mistakes. I think he's going to have two passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns. That's right, four total. That's what I'm banking on. So let's make some money on it. Over 247.5 passing yards. Let's go over that number there. But it's minus 137. That's the problem. The juice is too much. It's not worth the squeeze. So I'm going to push that line up further from 247.5 all the way well over 250. And I think you can get into plus money if you get into that 260 range as well. So look for the alternate passing yards above this 247 range for Josh Allen and go over the 1.5 passing touchdowns. Now, I know that's tricky because he's had a ton of rushing touchdowns this year, but that secondary is not very good when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I feel good about Josh Allen putting up another big day. But with all this I've said here, Erickson, does that make you feel a little bit better about the 10.5 that Buffalo has to cover?
No, because you said all this stuff about when they faced the Chargers and they almost lost that game.
All right, I tried.
A big win, and then against the Patriots again, I can't give them 10.5 now. I'd rather just bet the Bills win the AFC. Like, that's the bet that I would make right now. I wouldn't bet on this particular game. I'd rather just bet on the Bills futures.
Anything can happen. All right, Erickson, let's get to your number two prediction for Wild Card Weekend. And this one takes us to Big D.
I think that Dallas and Green Bay is going to be a massive shootout. It's going to go over 50 Ooh. Points total scored. The over-under has actually moved significantly since it opened around like 48. It's now at 50.5. So now my prediction is the consensus take by the market and by those setting the lines in Vegas that this game is going to go over 50 points. And I see why no reason it won't. You know, Dallas is the Death Star at home. Like, we know how good they are at scoring points at home. They won 16 games straight at home in Big D. You know, Jerry Jones is going to get the crowd hyped up. He wants them to score points. That's what they've been averaging, nearly like 30 points per game. So the prop that I actually like is not on the Dallas side. It's actually on the Green Bay side, because I think it takes two to tango when it comes to totals. And I think that the Packers are going to show up to the dance. They're going to I don't know if they're going to win the dance, but they're going to show up and dance with Jordan Love and all of these really young offensive playmakers that the team has done such a great job of surrounding him with. So I'm going to take the over on his passing yards, 248.5 passing yards. That is way too low. Again, it's a road game. It's a tough pace to play, but they're going to have to score points. The game plan for Green Bay this week has to be, okay, well, our defense is going to go up 30 points. So, like, we know that pretty confident. Like, we've seen our defense play. So that means they have to be super aggressive on offense. Hopefully they get Christian Watson back. But it doesn't seem like it matters whether he's playing or not, because all these Green Bay receivers are stepping up. Bo Melton, Wicks, Malik Heath. Like, these guys off the bench, the tight ends, all of these young players are all stepping up, and they're growing together with Jordan Love. So I think that Jordan Love is going to have a productive game. Likely in a losing effort, but I think this game is going to be a shootout. So looking at Love, just what he's done recently, he's gone over 250 passing yards, 7 of his last 9 games. So 250 plus, I think, is easy money here for Jordan Love.
All right, I'm going to stick with this game in Dallas as well. I'm going to go with Dak Prescott, 300 yards passing and 3 touchdowns as well. So again, you can bet these up also. Erickson talked about what kind of a shootout this is going to be. I hope so, because that would bode well for my props here. And I do think Dallas is going to win this game. I'm not too concerned about this, which I know I should be, considering the track record of the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs in the last, what, 25 years or so, give or take. But I think Prescott, you look at this number, 281.5. Again, this one's heavily juiced, minus 137. I don't love the juice on this one. So what you're going to look is to push it over the 290 mark. And I think if you do that, you can get yourself kind of towards that even or plus money. That's what you want to do. And look, once you're in with this, and this is a little theory here for you guys who are still new to all the betting stuff. If I like Dak Prescott to go over 300 yards, well, I'm going to push that line from 281. I'm going to push it up higher. And then they're not exactly the greatest ground attack. This is not what the Dallas Cowboys have been known for all year. They're throwing the football. So Dak Prescott should have more than one passing touchdown. So I'm going to go with the over 1.5 passing touchdowns. So I'm going to bet both of them separately and then put them together in a skinny little parlay. And instead of trying to add too much variance about CeeDee Lamb or this person or that person, just keep it simple. Dak Prescott's going to have the ball in his hand. Dak Prescott is going to throw touchdowns. He's going to throw for yards. Focus on that. Don't put too many pieces of variance, because the more pieces of variance you have, the worse chance you could get for them to all come true. So keep that in mind here. Stick to the one or two things you like. And if you want to bet them separately, you should. And then if you really love them, put them together and you can get probably a better number on the plus side when you do. That's something we've done all year on the Betting Pro Show. Andrew Erickson and I, we continue to do that here. Another thing we continue to do is also look for tickets for events. And I can tell you, it is hard out there. You get all the fees, you get all the nonsense. The experience is bad sometimes. And that's why I personally love the Game Time app, because Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you peace of mind when you make your purchase. You can see the seat before you go right from that location from the app. All the prices are going to show you the total up front, so none of this hidden fees and nonsense. You end up paying for a whole extra ticket of just fees, and that's frustrating. And you can buy tickets in seconds with just two taps. They're obsessed over there with finding ways to help you save money on tickets at Game Time. That's why they're the best in the business, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, concerts, theater, comedy shows, you name it, they've got it. And with those zone deals, you can pick the section and Game Time picks the seats for big time savings. So what are you waiting for? Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with the Game Time app. Download Game Time app right now. Create an account. And when you do, use that promo code FANTASYPROS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem that code FANTASYPROS, FANTASYPROS, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right, Erickson, what are you guaranteeing for your last prediction for Super Wild Card Weekend?
The Eagles are going to win against the Buccaneers. Now, they're a favorite to win, but if you ask anybody on the street if they have confidence that the Eagles are going to win this week, they're probably like, maybe, just because of how bad the Eagles have looked and how bad they have played entering the playoffs. They've really kind of walked in backwards towards the postseason. They're injured. Guys are dealing with injuries. Jalen Hurts, his finger injury. A.J. Brown is dealing with a knee injury. But ultimately, I think at the end of the day, they're still a significantly better team than the Buccaneers, who won the NFC South because they barely beat the Carolina Panthers. Again, I mentioned it at the top of the show, this team struggled to beat the Carolina Panthers, the worst team in the NFL. And if a couple calls, a couple plays went different ways, again, those two touchdowns that got called back, basically, there's a chance that Tampa Bay's not even playing this week. So I'm going to be back in Philadelphia, and I think they're going to get the win here. For my props, though, I do want to continue to target the Eagles secondary, which has been atrocious and I still think is bad. And I think that the Buccaneers receivers are going to have productive outings, specifically looking at Chris Godwin, like the more over on his receiving yards, 57.5. Look, the Eagles defense, again, second most receiving yards allowed per game to wide receivers, but they've allowed the most fantasy points per game to slot wide receivers. So that's how you attack them, is through the middle of the field. Chris Godwin, basically since his wife had complained about him not getting enough targets, last 5 weeks, 11, 12, 11, 5, and 8 targets. He has 51 or more receiving yards in 5 straight games. So he's getting way more involved. It has come to the expense of Mike Evans a little bit, but I think there's enough for both guys to be productive in such a great matchup against a horrible Eagles secondary. But I feel safest taking the over on Chris Godwin. It's a little bit lower than Mike Evans is, but I like the matchup a little bit more with the slot. So I'm going to go over on Chris Godwin in a losing effort, because the Eagles, I think, are going to pull out a win, even if it is very, very ugly.
And that brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to our final prediction, my last one. Number one for me, the Detroit Lions have been a great story start to finish. They opened the season with expectations and with a big win in Kansas City, and then they find themselves at the top of the NFC North for the first time in so many, many years. Now, it did end a little sour. Sam LaPorta, hyperextended knee. I think that's a big problem for this offense, I'm telling you. But I think the bigger problem is the ghost of Christmas past coming back to haunt them. Matthew Stafford coming back into Detroit. And I think that the Detroit Lions, unfortunately, are going to be on the outside looking in the rest of the playoffs. I think Matthew Stafford and the Rams, who are playing their best football here down the stretch, healthy football, Kyren Williams running the football, Puka Nacua being an absolute gem of a rookie wide receiver, and Cooper Kupp with a little extra rest. I think Stafford and Puka specifically put on a show, and they upset the Lions on the money line at plus 155. What does that mean? Well, it means over 1.5 passing touchdowns, which you can get even money right now on Matthew Stafford, over 260.5 passing yards, and Puka is at 78.5 receiving yards. I'm going to go over on that one, too, at minus 114. So I'm putting my eggs in the Puka basket. I'm drinking the Puka juice, and I think Matthew Stafford, unfortunately, is going to have that moment where, you know, he goes back into Detroit, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot, I think, for Lions fans, and they've been through so much. I'm not wishing this pain on them. I'm just predicting. That's all I'm doing. Detroit fans, Lions fans, this is not personal. This is business. So this is a fun one. You know, some of these games go awry at times. I think this is the one where you get the road upset here from the Rams. What do you think about this contest? I know you love Ford Field, but what do you think about the Rams and Lions? Who comes out on top, Erickson?
Oh, well, it's going to be an over, of course, because it's Ford Field. It's Coors Field of the NFL, so we're going to get an over here. I mean, the total is already amazingly high. It's like 51.5 points, so there's going to be scoring predictably in this contest. I mean, I'm pulling for the Lions here. Like, I haven't picked a side necessarily yet.
That's not what I asked. Not who you're pulling for. What do you think's going to happen?
You know what? I still think it's going to be the Lions here.
Okay.
Look, again, you talked about Matthew Stafford having something to prove. I think that Goff has more to prove. Like, you know, this is a team that got rid of him. They're like, we don't want you anymore. We want Matthew Stafford. We're going to go win a Super Bowl without you. And Goff got to the Super Bowl, and he lost with the Rams. And Sean McVay was like, I don't want to play with you anymore, like that Toy Story meme where he throws away Woody and he just doesn't want to use him anymore. That was Jared Goff. So I think Goff and the Lions overall, again, they've been a team kind of like a Cinderella team where we expected them to get this far. And now, like, okay, well, now they're going to lose. You know, they're going to lose to McVay. But I mean, what happened 2 weeks ago against the Cowboys when they should have won? I think that Ford Field is going to be hyped up against Stafford. And I think that Jared Goff's going to get it done.
Okay, there you go. One man says Goff, the other says Stafford. But what do you say? Drop your comments below in the chat. I want to hear from you on the YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Click the bell till it goes ding for notifications. Just to recap, Erickson's in on the Texans and Nico Collins over 74.5 receiving yards. I'm in on the other side. Joe Flacco, elite Joe Flacco, another 300-yard day. Lock it up. Go the overs on the passing and the anytime touchdown to Amari Cooper. Let's go Dolphins to lose. We both agree on that one. Erickson likes Tua on the under 265.5 passing yards. I like Rushy Rice over 5.5 receptions and anytime touchdown for him. Bounce back for George Pickens is what you're predicting, Erickson. I'm predicting Josh Allen, another 300-yard game for two touchdowns on the ground and in the air. Green Bay and Dallas hitting the over. So you love Jordan Love over 248.5. I love Dak over 300. All the Dak this weekend. You're predicting an ugly win for the Bucs, but Chris Godwin having 57.5 receiving yards. And I am predicting Matthew Stafford ripping out the heart of the Detroit Lions, which feels about right in terms of levels of pain. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids. Enjoy Super Wild Card Weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts at fantasypros.com/review or on Spotify. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.